Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
You're back?
Kind of.
Well, you're physically.
I'm physically here.
Physically, yeah.
Physically here.
Yeah, you had to take a day yesterday.
Yeah.
We were joking on Tuesday. We're like, wow, you have coronavirus.
Yeah.
And turns out.
I don't.
You don't.
No. However, I did get tested for the flu because I kind of felt like that, and I've had that before. And nope, I'm good there.
Did you get tested for coronavirus?
No.
Oh, they didn't test you for that.
No. They thought, no, it's fine. So I just kind of have, like, here's the thing. There are things like common colds, and maybe this is just a really bad common cold.
All right.
I've got a dumb cough, throat hurts.
Well, again.
But other than that, I don't have a fever.
You sanitize.
I'm sanitizing, not coughing on anything. So.
Did you hear Tom Hanks, or did you see what he posted?
Yeah. He and his wife have it.
They are now the face of coronavirus.
Yeah, they are. Bless their hearts, they're in Australia in quarantine.
Yes. Yes. He posted on Instagram last night. He's like, yep, Rita and I. Here in Australia, we weren't feeling very well, and we got tested, and yes, we are tested positive for the coronavirus, so we're going to be quarantined here, you know, for the however long.
Sure.
You know?
Wow. Well, and that's what I was just trying to be, you know, safe, because everyone's freaking out, and I didn't want to, like, be blamed of spreading it around the building here, so I'm like, you know what, I had a really low-grade fever, like, on Tuesday afternoon, so that's why I stayed away yesterday.
Patient zero here in the building.
Yeah.
So anyways.
But I think it gets in your psyche. Like, that's what everyone's talking about. So you think, oh my God, I have a cough. I have it. I don't.
Well, I'm glad you don't.
It's fine.
All right.
Yeah. It's glad really bad. Bad cough. I think I was just run down my body. I just got a cold.
So yeah, I mean, but the wake of this is now, this now pandemic is spreading near and wide where.
It's affecting lots of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, locally, you've got, you know, the St. Patrick's Day festivities. Those are, the parade has been canceled for Saturday. UofL, UK, Bellarmine, most of them are on spring break. And they're like, you know what? Take an extended spring break. You know, we'll talk to you April 5th, you know.
The NBA.
NBA has suspended games. Their entire game after... one of their players tested positive for the coronavirus.
And you see, like, how he was going around touching, like, all the microphones just to kind of make fun of the thing, and then he ends up getting it.
Yeah.
And they shut the whole thing down. Uh-huh. Shut it down.
I mean, I tell you, like, it is. I walk a fine line for me personally from making fun of it to being serious about it, because, you know, you look at Italy, and Italy, like, 2 weeks ago was fine. And now they are
shutting the country down. 100%
complete lockdown, and they have dozens of people who have passed away now because of it. Mm-hmm. And the hospitals are overcrowded, and it's just crazy.
Well, and the thing is, too, about the deaths, it's mostly, you know, people that already have compromised immune systems, mostly, like, I think they're over 80 years old, stuff like that. So, but the thing is, they don't want it to spread, so that even if you can handle it okay, you don't want to spread it to someone that can't.
The president shut down air travel from Europe to United States over the next 30 days. So I will not be going to Ireland.
I was going to say, I thought that might impact you.
Yeah. I mean, I could, according to the regulations,
you could go there,
fly out there.
You just can't come back.
I couldn't come back. So
yeah.
I will not be headed to Ireland at the end of this month as I was originally planned. So
the good thing is the epicenter where this kind of all started in China, you know, they're starting to really show a lot of good recoveries now. I mean, that was like kind of the epicenter of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, it is just getting started here in the United States, which is a little bit crazy. But yeah, I mean, we'll
keep it under control.
We're going to try.
That's what we're doing.
Try.
Things are in place. They're taking drastic measures. NCAA going to play the games with no fans.
I know.
Think of, like, the economic impact, though. I mean, no ticket sales, no concessions, no beer sales.
Well, the Yum Center was going to host the women's NCAA, you know, some of the rounds of the tournament.
Yeah, and it's going to hit some economies.
And it's going to be
that we're counting on that
empty
money.
So, you know, we're going to do what we can, yep. But We've got a show.
The radio doesn't turn off.
No, it does not.
For the coronavirus.
No.
Why we're here.
No, you better sanitize that mic after you. Yeah, you better do that.
I'll probably do that.
All right. So, yeah, today on the show, we've got, so speaking of coronavirus, Memphis, there is a news report out of Memphis that has got a lot of attention because of the coronavirus and what has been taking place there in Memphis.
And listen, people, easy on the toilet paper. Come on now. I saw so many pictures of local stores with empty shelves because people bought all the toilet paper. What's happening?
Yep.
What is happening?
We have a Florida story, a Florida Naked Rock story.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting. We have a Turtle Knowledge on the show.
Oh.
We have a pig that swallowed a pedometer and started a fire.
That is just not something you see and or hear every day.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we got to get to.
Okay.
And so we'll weave it expertly.
We're going to muddle through.
This show. So yeah. Anyways, we got your Set of the Bar story coming up here in just about 10 minutes from right now. Florida making the show coming up on 99.7 DJ. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Set of the Bar, small examples of what not to do. Florida makes the show from time to time, and today, no exception. If you can manage to make it through the day without standing in your driveway, throwing rocks at passing cars, while naked, well, you're doing okay.
Yeah, nakedness.
Well, to Florida we go, where a guy was seen standing naked in his driveway, throwing rocks at passing cars. Officers arrives at Dewey Kahn's home.
His name is Dewey.
Dewey Kahn.
Dewey.
Yeah.
Let's not stand in our driveway naked throwing rocks at cars.
Dewey was still standing naked when officers arrived. He hit several vehicles with the rocks.
Did he say why?
No.
Okay.
Not known if anybody was actually hurt by the rock throwing. Dewey was arrested and charged with exposure of his little Dewey.
Maybe he was upset that maybe he thought the cars were going too fast in the neighborhood.
And that's one way to get their attention.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, hey.
You're right. Maybe he is
a
citizen who is worried about the children in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And he's like, listen, these cars are going too fast. I am going to cause them to slow down.
Although I don't know if he thought about the fact the children could see his little Dewey.
Maybe he didn't care.
Okay.
He's thinking safety first.
Sure. Like, you know what? This will get their attention.
Maybe he had that thought while he was in the shower.
Maybe.
Anyways.
We have questions still.
If you can manage to make it through the day without standing in your driveway, throwing rocks and passing cars while naked, well, you're doing okay.
Police will want to have a conversation with you.
Yep, that is Set of the Bar and Florida making the show. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So France managed to break a world record before the coronavirus ban kind of shut stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so organizers of a carnival in a French city announced that they broke the Guinness World Record for the most people dressed like Smurfs.
Why?
The Starry Moon Carnival said 3,549 people were counted Saturday night in costumes inspired by Smurfs. It was like a sea of blue.
All right.
You know. And I guess the previous record was 2,762 people.
Wait, so what's the new record?
That was set in Germany last year. The new record is 3,549, so they shattered it.
Yeah, by almost 1,000 people.
Yeah. So there you go. They're like, you know what? We can't stop living. We got to be us.
We need to let our freak flag fly.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And it was blue.
And it was Smurf blue.
It's a sea of blue. So congratulations to them. They snuck it in there.
All right.
Before coronavirus has shut down planet Earth.
And there you go.
That's a feel-good right there.
Oh, that's what we're going to call it.
That's a feel-good. Ooh, you can
become inspired. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So yesterday, it was officially labeled a pandemic, a.k.a. the coronavirus.
This is now officially a pandemic. The World Health Organization confirmed today, although they declared it was not too late for countries to act.
Yeah, a lot of countries are acting, including the United States, where President Trump announced that the travel between Europe and the United States will be suspended for 30 days.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
Yeah, so I guess you can go over, but you just can't come back. Right.
Yeah.
And so,
which, you know, it's smart. I mean, that's kind of what you have to do in this kind of situation. Those are the measures I think they're asking everyone to take.
So, yeah, just in the, like, entertainment world, all the late night shows, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, John Oliver, Samantha Bee, Andy Cohen, they're going to now do their shows in front of no studio audience.
Which is interesting because I feel like the studio audience is kind of a big part of the show.
Right.
You hear them laugh.
Well, if you do monologues, you know, they all go up and they do their monologue and they're like, hi, and da-dun.
Yeah.
And then crickets.
Well, yeah. And, you know, they feed off that energy from the crowd. So it's going to be interesting to see how that comes off.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe they use some... Ooh, you know what they could do?
Laugh tracks?
That, or just use like previous like footage of, because they sometimes show the audience and stuff like that. Like maybe pull some of that from the archives?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, and speaking of like the entertainment world, we should probably check in on Cardi B.
Oh, is she upset?
And see how she's handling the news of the coronavirus.
It's not well.
Government, let me tell you something. I don't know what this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden, this is a mother sword.
By the way, it took me probably 10 minutes to edit this.
Oh, yeah. It took me about
10 minutes to make sure.
Strong set of words.
And to go back through and to make sure every single little bit was bleeped.
You got all of them?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. All right, anyway, sorry. Cardi B on coronavirus.
And let me tell you something. I didn't go up front. I'm scared. I'm a little scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, got me panicking. And a lot of you motherfuckers think this is a joke. Like I was thinking, right?
What happened there? She kind of lost me. I think she's a little scared.
Hang on.
Think this is a joke. Like I was thinking, right? But that right there, just because you think you are immune to it, guess what? Your pocket ain't because a lot of is from mother China. So if you wonder where your weave or your fashion over mother packages have arrived, guess what? Coronavirus!
Oh, wow. Did she say something about packages from China?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coronavirus! Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's real! Woo!
No.
All right.
Wow.
That's
Cardi B.
Well, I gather.
Coronavirus!
All right.
Okay. Was that, you know, she didn't understand how it started in China, now it's here. Something about Chinese packages.
Yeah, and it's going to hit your pocketbook.
And then she's a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
But got it.
Anyways, and then she's...
Like I was thinking, right?
All right.
What so... is that?
I don't know. That's...
I don't speak Cardi B fully. I don't have my translator.
Not a lot of people speak Cardi B. Anyways, there you go. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. You can win passes to the Wild Lights Asian Lantern Fest there at the Louisville Zoo. All you have to do, go to WDJX.com, click win, and you can get some free tickets there. 99.7 DJX. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking to have Cardi B represented in the Throwback Thursday.
Coronavirus!
Yeah. And, of course, her little chittering.
Think it's a joke. Like I was thinking, right?
Okay.
Awesome.
I mean, she does deliver some amazing sound bites, right?
She does. We don't understand any of it.
No. Not at all.
But it's still fun to listen to.
It is fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Hey, FYI, before 7 o'clock, we got to learn about some turtles. Thanks to you. Thanks to a text message we got from a listener.
Who knew? Where'd the learning come from? Was this something that they learned from TV?
From Frozen.
Get out.
Olaf, to be specific.
Frozen 2?
Yep.
OMG. So now I got to go back and watch.
I know. And then we got to dive in and learn about some turtles before 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX and Sports Session. Sports. When you need your up-to-the-minute sports information, you come to your friends here, Ben and Kelly.
Oh, sure.
At 99.7 DJX.
Sports
because
authorities.
There's no better sports authority than Kelly K right over here.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
First things first. Yeah, big kind of announcement yesterday as the NCAA president announced that fans will be no longer admitted to both the men's and women's basketball tournaments this month over the coronavirus concerns.
That's going to be so weird.
It will be. From Wave 3, Kent Taylor.
NCAA thing affects the men's and women's tournaments. Of course, the U of L women are going to host games next weekend in what will be an empty KFC Yum Center.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
It's going to be so strange.
It'll be just like a scrimmage, I guess, you know, with a smattering of applause and all right.
And the Division II tournament is affected as well. Bellarmine is headed to Indianapolis this weekend for the Midwest Regional. They've been told that the school will get a total of 120 tickets with no band, no cheerleaders, and no dance team.
Okay, so they're basically just a skeleton crew as well, and I'm going to be playing in front of just a select group of people, trying to keep the exposure to a large mass of people down.
Could you imagine if you were a parent or, you know, a sibling of somebody that was playing mm-hmm. in that big of a tournament and not being able to be let in to see it?
Yeah, you have to watch it on TV like everyone else.
Dang.
Not only the NCAA, but...
On top of the NCAA decision, then comes the decision from the NBA with Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz testing positive for the coronavirus, according to ESPN.
Yeah, you were saying what? He was...
He was going around, touching all the microphones, everything, just kind of making fun of it, and then he ends up getting it.
Oh, gosh.
Oops.
And then the NBA shut it down.
Yeah.
They were like, nope, sorry.
They suspend their season. And most likely, it sounds like it's going to be suspended for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. So there you go. And of course, U of L fans planning on attending the ACC tournament. Tickets purchased through the U of L ticket office. Refunds will be issued according to the ACC policy as face value of tickets for sessions scheduled for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be refunded. So. You can do that. Man, that is some big stuff.
There's a lot going on.
But that's sports. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I got to learn about some turtles.
What kind of learning are we going to be doing?
Oh, you know, important learning. That's the only type of learning we do here on this show.
Uh-huh.
That is happening. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know how they're saying, you know, just make sure you cover your mouth when you cough. You wash your hands, sanitize.
Don't touch your face.
That is the thing that I cannot do.
No, I can't either.
They say, don't touch your face. And I find myself, okay, my face itches.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm just like,
you don't realize how,
how
many
often
times
you touch your face.
Touch your face.
How are you going to tell me not to touch my face? And then I'm like,
I've seen so many people making videos now of
them trying not to touch them face. Their face.
It's
yeah.
kind of impossible.
Ha! All right. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on 99.7 DJX. We're streaming, by the way, TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always get us on your Alexa. Just ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get live radio. You can get our podcast, all that there. So coming up next, it all stems from a text from listener Ashley, okay?
She sent us on this journey for learning?
She went on this journey for learning and then had to share her journey for learning with us.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's after Dua Lipa on 99.7 DJX. So we got a text from listener Ashley. She writes, I was today years old when I found this out, LOL. Sad thing is, I was watching the new Frozen movie, and Olaf said that turtles breathe out of their butt.
What just happened?
So I Googled it.
No.
Turns out, it's a thing.
Are you telling me Olaf was spitting out some knowledge, and we didn't even realize it? Until now.
Yeah, so, Ashley, naturally, we had to... walk down that wormhole as well.
Some animals can breathe through their butts. That's right. I said it.
There you
okay,
go.
Who is that?
That's the first video I came across
really?
About turtles breathing through their butts. So
yeah,
I was
right.
All right, I'll roll with
That's
this guy.
That's our resident expert.
Here are three animals that do the dirty deed.
All right, so there are three, apparently, animals that do breathe through their butt.
What a great design.
I mean, I'm telling you what.
Uh-huh.
Number one. The sea cucumber.
Okay, sea cucumber.
Well,
we've talked about the sea cucumber before.
Honestly, can you tell which end is the butt?
Don't know.
Okay.
It could be the mouth. We don't even know.
Sure.
And we're just getting it mistaken.
You know what? And I learned about the sea cucumber from the Octonauts.
All right.
So cartoons have some learning.
That's right.
In there.
First, Olaf telling us about turtles breathing through their butts. And now this guy with the sea cucumbers breathing through their butts and octonauts.
Number two, the Fitzroy River Turtle.
Fitzroy River Turtle.
Never heard of that.
All right, let's learn
about. I was right now years old.
The Fitzroy River Turtle.
Found in Australia, they extract oxygen from the water using their two enlarged cloacal bursae. These little guys can pump water in and out of their bums and get up to 2/3 of their air supply. And
wow.
That's a lot of work.
That
back there.
That is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So are they, am I hearing that correctly? That they are giving themselves an enema?
Kind of. Sounds like, they're taking in water,
like,
and that's kind of how they're getting the oxygen, too.
They're like sucking it in and then spitting it back out.
Okay. All right.
And coming in at number three, dragonfly nymphs.
All right, dragonfly nymphs are the other animal that apparently breathe through their butts. So,
okay.
There you go.
So
the learning never ceases.
When the Lord was creating those creatures, it's just kind of like, you know what? I'm too tired to give it a nose. I'm just going to have the butt be multifunctional in these.
Yep.
So precious.
Oh. That's adorable. Okay, so there you go. Run away, run away. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. According to the Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team, it's supposed to be a high of 70, but it is an alert day as strong storms heading into the region and the listening area this evening into tonight. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's going to bring a cold front as tomorrow the highs are only in the mid-50s. And then for Saturday and Sunday, in the mid-40s and close to 50. So according to the Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team there on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So mountain rescuers had to kind of literally cook up an interesting plan to lure a frightened dog out of the woods. So this is what happened. In one of the most remote parts of the UK, a border collie named Nell ran off on Sunday during her search for her owner and a fellow ultra marathon runner. They got into some difficulty in the Fisherfield Forest, which is an area of the Scottish Highlands dubbed the Great Wilderness.
Yes.
So Nell got spooked by the sound of Coast Guard helicopters hid in a quiet spot like miles away from any roadside. So two members of the local mountainside rescue team decided to set up a disposable barbecue and cooked sausages and bacon to entice Nell to come out of her hiding space and into safety, and it worked.
That would lure me, too.
Heck yes. What is that enticing smell?
Is that bacon? Bacon?
The maple kind?
Oh.
It's pretty great.
All right.
So we'll tweet out that story. It's pretty amazing. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX 714, with the announcement yesterday that there were going to be several colleges that were going to be moving to more online courses. UofL, UK, Bellarmine, they have extended spring break, suspended international travel due to the COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus. So they're basically like, you know what? We're going to be good. You hang out, have an extra few days, and we'll talk to April 5th. So spring break extended through March 17th. Classes will be delivered remotely starting March 18th through April 5th from UofL there. That's just one of them. And, of course, the St. Patrick's Day Parade just announced that they are
canceled,
not going to happen to help in the spread of the coronavirus with the whole large crowds and everything. And, you know, that's just like the tip of what's happening here. You know, nationwide, you have the president basically saying, hey, no European travel for 30 days.
Yep.
Kind of shutting it down there.
Houston rodeo's canceled.
Right.
NBA season canceled.
Right.
Suspended.
Suspended, right.
Yeah.
For sure. Now
NBA playing games with, or the NCAA.
Right.
No fans.
I know. That's going to be crazy.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. So lots of fallout from the, you know, trying to, I guess, contain the now they're calling pandemic of the coronavirus. I want to play for you some audio coming up next of how a school in Memphis is handling it. Memphis, Tennessee.
Maybe the parents.
More specifically,
more
the parents.
Specifically, the parents.
Yeah. So, okay. A lot of people sent us this clip.
I've seen it everywhere.
From a Memphis news station.
Uh-huh.
And the way they are handling a teacher getting in contact with someone who had the coronavirus.
It's pretty extra.
All right. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So you can't go 2 minutes without, you know, hearing on the media or seeing in the news coronavirus.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere. And there are obviously some precautionary measures being taken here locally and nation and worldwide now to try to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Get it contained. Yep. Get it taken care of.
So there is a school in Memphis, a school report from Memphis that has kind of got a lot of attention because of the way some of the parents have decided to
react.
Sure. And so,
oh wow,
it's really a visual. I mean, we're going to play for you the news report, all right? But it's a visual, and we're going to try to, like, describe it as it goes down, okay?
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary Schools are not playing around.
Nope, not playing around at all. So let's talk to some of the parents.
Serious.
Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
Wait a second. So, you know, Lysol all over their kids in their face?
Yeah, so you know how those, like, little spray bottles of maybe water to, like, mist yourself, you know, maybe if you're going tanning or whatever.
Uh-huh. Or even sunscreen.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing with disinfectant spray now on their kids.
I don't know if that's the best way to do that.
And I wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
Sure did. Yes.
Yep.
Not taking any risk there.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah, so this you know, this goes around the school, and now all of a sudden, parents are like, you know what? I'm not risking it.
Not taking chances.
Yep.
Some took more extreme measures.
Okay, so now we want to introduce you to this lady who, if I can describe, she is wearing a yellow jacket. She's got a trash bag underneath her yellow jacket. She's wearing kind of like a Kroger plastic bag on her head. She's got
like a homemade hazmat suit,
yes,
kind of.
Yeah, she's got one of those
bags on her feet.
Masks. Yeah, but the bags on her feet are kind of like you did when you were a kid,
sure,
and you went out to play in the snow.
Right.
You put them over your socks, and then you put your shoes,
like waterproofing your shoes that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Two garbage bags. My shoes and came in loose. Okay. Two sacks. Another sack.
Okay, so
we're
hearing all how right. She is helping keep the coronavirus away from her.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Family members tell me they don't want their kids in school.
Okay. They don't. Understandable.
It's messed up. The flu killed the old folks in Daniel, so what's up? We're going to die anyway.
Whoa.
Okay, wait, hang on a second. What just happened? She mentioned the flu, and then we're all going to die anyway.
Yes. she goes very endgame at the very end.
Okay.
We're going to die anyway.
Okay, all right.
Listen, is this the woman head to toe with the hazmat suit?
Is that what she's saying? This is the woman that has the
two garbage bags.
Yeah.
My shoes and came in loose. Two sacks.
Another sack. It's a lot of sacks.
Yeah, that is a lot of sacks. So, anyways, you can't be, I guess, too cautious.
People are getting creative.
Yeah,
we'll say that. They're getting creative with trying to protect themselves from the germs.
Yeah, that out of Memphis there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Free therapy.
Now I'm kind of stuck in a relationship with him.
All right, well, you've come to the right place.
If you feel like you're stuck, I feel like that's a red flag, right?
But before you decide that on your own, call us.
Oh, the experts.
call your friends.
call your buddies with the microphones.
Call your buddies, Ben and Kelly.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. And I feel your touch. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text from Julie. There's something seriously wrong with you all, but I love it. All right. Thank you. I'm going to say.
Really no context needed, right?
No, not at all.
Just a general statement?
Sure. Chris texts in, says, LMAO, that's going to be my new response anytime I don't care. Show did. We going to die anyway. Oh, talking about the Memphis news station.
Listen, we going to die
anyway. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
So there you go. Hey, by the way, coming up next, it's free therapy when you have a question about a relationship issue or something going on in your life. Come to us.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll help you out.
We got microphones and a couple of smart people that listen.
Oh, I thought you were referring to us.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to sit there and accuse us of being smart.
No, never would.
Uh-uh.
Never would.
Yep.
All right, let's play Halsey. Let her sing to you for about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And then, free therapy next. DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or Alexa. Ask her to launch 99.7DJX. I realize I said her. It's an it, right? Alexa? I mean, it's a female name.
It's a female name. It's a female voice.
Okay, so ask her.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. It's I just want to use my manners.
I know, and it's very touchy with pronouns.
So ask Alexa to launch 99.7DJX. And you can get us there as well.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Well, we'll try not. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. So, hey, will you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah. So, I'm a serial monogamous, and, you know, I'm really into committed relationships.
Right.
And for the last 10 years, I've been back and back with long-term relationships and averaging about a year and a half.
Okay.
And so I met this guy and we've been in a relationship for a while now. And now I'm kind of stuck in a relationship with him. And I want to try and wean myself out of it because I want to get back in the dating scene. But
so he's more of a friend with benefits. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, we started off as, like, friends, and then we became friends with benefits, and now, like, we're leaning towards relationship, but I don't know how to get out of it because I do want to get back in the dating scene, but I always find myself kind of, like, just stumbling into these relationships.
Yeah. So your question is, how do I move on from him?
Yes, how do I get out of this situation and get back in the dating scene?
All right, well, cool. Well, we have some people texting in already. If you want to hang out, you know, maybe we can help work through this for you.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Do you think maybe it's as simple as you just break up with him?
I don't understand the big question. I don't know. Maybe
if you're not that into him, then maybe we have that conversation.
Well, Kelly, maybe she is like you.
Yeah.
In that she doesn't have a lot of experience with
Breaking up with people. She always gets dumped?
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha.
So she's not in that role a lot, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, there's people.
Uh-huh.
Don't quote the Memphis lady.
No, they are. Right? They're quoting the Memphis lady.
No.
Come on now.
We're going to die.
Don't quote her.
No. Stop. I don't think that's what we do. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, just rip the Band-Aid off, sister.
Yeah.
We're going to die anyway.
It's acceptable to break up if you're no longer really that into him. I mean, I think you're doing him a favor. Don't lead him on.
All right. Anyways, if you want to comment, you can. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Lisa, grow up and tell them the truth. Duh. What's wrong with people?
Thank you, Lisa.
Pretty much says it.
All right. Jane texts in and says, tell her to start farting around him. If he stays, he's actually a keeper.
That's great. Except for the fact that I don't know if she wants him to be a keeper.
Right, exactly.
You know? And then Lily's rolling in saying, OMG. She's like, break his heart. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Oh. All right.
Savage.
All right. All right. I'm going to try to paraphrase David's tweet to us.
Yeah, you need to kind of water that down a little.
You want me to water it down a little bit?
Maybe incorporate some sound effects.
All right, let me see what I got here. Let me see what I can do with some sound effects.
Family friendly. No. Yeah, maybe that one.
Maybe that one.
Okay.
All right,
go ahead.
All right. So she needs to tell him that she likes his, but she wants more. Hashtag share the wealth.
From other roosters, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So did I paraphrase it?
I think we got the gist. I think we're all on the same page now.
All right. It's free therapy. He calls our show and gives us his, and we have no idea if he's actually a doctor.
No, we're just going to say he is our resident expert.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor. What do you think?
This woman's killing me. She's got to make a decision. Come on. What's wrong with her? This is what's wrong with society today. She's not into him. Let him go. Tell him. Coming from somebody who's a single man, mm-hmm. if you're not into me, just tell me. I'm good with that. If I'm a mature girl, I can take it. I can move on. But her doing that, she's also wanting somebody to come back to in case the dating scene is not so great at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think she's using that as like a, she wants him on the side. She wants her cake and eat it too.
There have been some other people too that have chimed in and said she needs to look at herself and what she's really looking for. Because if she's like, you know, jumping in and out of all these relationships, that she clearly doesn't know what she wants.
Just tell him. It's not that complicated. Good Lord.
As always, Andrew, the love doctor, you roll in with very sound advice.
You guys are the best. Keep on loving.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Randy texts in and says, friends with benefits isn't really a relationship. That's why it's called friends with benefits. Say you aren't interested in that arrangement anymore and move on. So there you go. If you want to continue commenting, seems pretty simple, but you know, we put it out there because she asked us. She came to us.
Maybe.
So who are we to turn a blind eye to a listener in need?
You just need to hear it from people like us. Like, hear us tell you out loud. Just break up with them.
All right.
It's fine.
If you want to continue commenting or just see what other people have said, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter. That
is free therapy.
I felt when you say it like that.
No, right. Exactly.
All right.
We are very, very regal and high society. Free therapy.
And we fixed you.
The DJX.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, before 9 o'clock, you're going to get some ludicrous tickets, okay? When you hear Ludacris,
that's fun.
That's when you call in and get in. All right. Jennifer tweets, could you play Survivor by Destiny's Child for our hashtag Survivor Tom Hanks?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Hang in there, Tom.
Prayers for Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
He's once again stranded with Wilson, right? Rita.
Rita Wilson. Wilson. Yes.
His wife.
Very good.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. We believe in you.
All that.
We believe you, yes. Too. All right, it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Mary, can you play Cheerleader by Omi for Ella on her way to school? All right. She's been asking me to message y'all. All right, well Mary,
there it is.
We got it. We got it, Mary.
Delivered. Received.
There you go. And your Omi on 99.7 DJX. When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. My wish is like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, Your tweets, your texts make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show. Anna checks in and says, just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I love listening to the station every morning on my way to work. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Says, can you play Mr. Brightside by The Killers? Which, by the way, I think The Killers have a brand new song out today. So that's kind of cool, too.
That's exciting news.
But here you go. Throwback Thursday, DJ X.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
DJX, your texts, your tweets make up our playlist. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back to back. Brittany rolls in with Animal by Neon Trees. All right.
Whoa. Okay, that's fun.
Been a minute since we've heard this, right?
Sure.
On the 997 DJX. That's how
legal?
It works.
Yeah.
It's legal.
It's legal.
It is legal. DJX. This is Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Melissa rolls in and says, hey, can you play a little Usher for my birthday? Hashtag TBT. Well, happy birthday, Melissa.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday.
Yeah, for sure. You share your birthday with my twin daughters turning 16 today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, sweet 16.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Isabella, Sophia, happy birthday to them as well.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from side to side, side, side.
DJX. Cassie rolls in. Hey, can we play a little Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears? She used to be my jam. Oh. By the way, is there a wellness check on Britney, too?
Because I feel like after she's okay.
She broke her foot, right?
She did.
All right.
She's healing.
Okay.
It's fine.
Healing up?
Yeah.
She used to be your jam 20 years ago.
Are you kidding
this
me?
This
right
song
now?
Is 20 years old.
Oh.
Throwback Thursday.
Wow.
I think I did it again. I made you
Thursday, 99.70JX, Phoebe rolls in with a tweet. Just two words. Jason Derulo!
Yes!
Throwback Thursday.
Everybody's looking for love. Oh, ain't that the reason you're at this club? Oh, you ain't gonna find a dance with him. No, I got a better solution for you, girl.
Text 502-571-9970. Just a bunch of songs maybe you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. Been a minute for this one, right?
Sure.
Open up, man.
Shaggy, it wasn't me. My life motto. Thank you for the text there on 99.70JX. We see all your text messages. We just try to get to as many of them as we can, okay? And your tweets at 99.70JX. All right.
All right.
Your villa, just for son of witness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she?
Throwback Thursday on 99.70JX. Remember, whenever you hear a Ludacris song, that's when you're going to win some tickets for Ludacris Derby Eve at 4th Street Live along with DJ Pauly D. So that's still coming up.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, on 99.70JX. Christy rolls in and says, hey, because of the picture of my pups, made the dogs versus cats page. Oh, yeah, online. WDJX.com,
yep,
by the way.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, brought to you by Pet Suite. Paige, let's hear some Who Let the Dogs... Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even finish reading that.
I should have read
you?
The entire yeah, thing. I really should have. All right, hang on.
Okay.
All right, I'll just give you just a taste, all right? Just a taste.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Just a tip. I really got to read these text messages all the way through before I get myself into trouble there. Oh, gosh.
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
I tell the fellas, start the name calling.
All right, are we good?
I think that's it.
Who let the dogs out? All right, thank you. Kim, text in. How about some Fallout Boy for TBT? Are they even still around? LOL.
Not sure.
Well, they live on TBT.
They do live on TBT.
Does that count?
I think it does.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.70JX.
Says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Dance, dance, and these are the lies that you love to lead.
99.7 DJX. Kylie. Now, we don't do this we rarely do this because it just takes so long to get to it. But Kylie says, recently introduced my kids to my emo past. I think they are a little afraid of me now. All caps.
Yeah, you do need to shield the kids sometimes.
Can we get some My Chemical Romance? All right, we'll slow it down for just a minute.
Just a little bit. We're going to be broody.
Broody and emotional for a minute.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that to join the Black Parade.
Sweaty now. How about playing Party Rock Anthem? All right, that's sure. Let's just keep jazzercising it up.
Sure, why not?
Get your steps in.
Get some glow sticks.
Throwback Party Thursday. Rock, rock, rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Let's go.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a cool time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make it look.
In the club, party rock. Looking for your girl, she on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, diamond, no. Gang of money.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. Remember, when you hear Ludacris, that's when you can win some tickets for Luda Derby Eve. On Throwback Thursday. Holly texts in, look, if we're all going to die anyway, that's endgame.
Wow, that's so endgame.
Is she referencing the news clip?
Yeah, she is.
We're going to die anyway.
From Memphis.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Memphis.
She's like, well, can we hear the Crossroads by Bone Thugs?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, oh gosh. Oh, we're going to get in our emotions here for a minute.
I'm getting in our feels.
Judgment comes for you. What you going to do?
Lighters up.
I'm swaying.
You're not trusting.
I'm pouring my 40 out on this board.
She working on a plan to hit.
We're gonna dance.
What the heck? What the heck?
We're gonna dance.
Hey, Memphis. Easy. Think of the joke. Like, Cardi B, we don't need you chopping it right now.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I go in the public bathroom, classroom, however you want.
Luna, throwback Thursday. By the way, he's coming to Derby Eve, 4th Street Live.
It's going to be lit.
It is going to be lit. Congratulations, Sondra. You're going.
Yay, happy early birthday. My birthday is that weekend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
going
to be awesome.
Well, then have a happy birthday and enjoy Ludacris and DJ Pauly D, 4th Street Live on Derby Eve. All right.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right. Hang on a quick sec. All right. Hang on. Hang on.
Thank
hang on.
You.
Yep. No problem. Another shot for you to win coming up tomorrow, by the way, on 99.7 JX. We got a text. Want to stay in that 2008 emo era with Paramore, Misery Business.
You guys are very broody today.
Yeah, very much so. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. And is all like from Cordon, Indiana. How about some Low by Flo Rida? Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, the Apple Bottom Jeans song.
Sure.
For sure, we got that.
I mean, I was ready to run through a brick wall, and now it's good. Let's go down this lane. Let's go down this lane.
Listen, that's the magic of Throwback Thursday.
Yes!
On DJX! Checking in. A lot of people are checking in going, hey, I'm from Cordon too.
Look at that.
Yeah. I remember the last time we visited Cordon. That was fun, right?
We went everywhere. We went to Butt Drugs. We went to Indiana Caverns. We took over. It was fun. I think we practically met everybody.
Yeah, you met me. You had me at Butt Drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
They got some good butt shakes there.
Oh, they do. The butt shakes are the best.
Butt shakes were great.
At Butt Drugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right. This is not an advertisement, by the way.
No, it's not.
Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and that's how it's done, folks. Kelly tweets us, when your son asks to be dropped off in the middle of school parking lot, you're doing TBT right.
Someone's embarrassed.
I dig that. Daisy tweets in, doors open that carpool line. Ludacris is singing, I want to lick you from your head to your toes.
Oh, my gosh. We create awkward memories, do we not?
I mean.
We specialize in creating awkward memories.
It is the memories, for sure. Yeah. Nicole texts us, when your boss is driving in front of you and you're trying not to crazy dance to TBT, but all the feels.
It's so hard.
I get it.
It's so hard not to.
I get it.
You can't not.
Yeah, Derek texts in to the lady who won the Ludacris tickets. What did she say the first time she saw a man naked? Sweet. Well, she's still on the phone. Was that accurate?
Oh, yes.
Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa. Launch 99.7 DJX and get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that right there. You know, with all the attention of the world being paid on the coronavirus, and now there are people and a panic on toilet paper, with photos being shared from
local
bunch of
stores.
Different, yeah, Kroger,
empty shelves,
locally, right, with empty shelves. There was this herbal collective in Australia that has suggested an alternative if you are quarantined in your house. And a lot of people are like, why the run on toilet paper? Coronavirus doesn't cause, you know, bowel distress.
No, but they're thinking if you're locked in lockdown on your house for an extended period of time, you don't want to run out.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to go out and leave and get that stuff. So the Hills Herbal Collective, it's a group of floral experts based in Australia, have taken stock of the panic buying and suggested leaves.
I'm sorry, these are alternatives to toilet paper?
Yes.
Use leaves instead?
There are three specific type of plant that they said will be gentle.
Okay.
And firm enough.
I feel like this is a slippery slope and a little dangerous.
Okay, so here's the thing. I haven't heard of any of these.
Okay.
So good luck finding them.
I was going to say, is this going to be in my yard? Is this something I can find in my yard?
Malene plant, because it's absorbent, soft, thick, and durable.
I don't think I have that in my backyard.
Lamb's ear, another plant that you can use.
Heard of that.
The leaves of lamb's ear, it's silky, soft, durable, and luxurious.
Don't have it. Is it flushable? That's the other thing. Well, can you flush these leaves, or is it going to clog up the system?
It's organic.
Okay.
So you can probably just leave it on the ground.
Oh, so wait, you're saying then we have to go outside then to use the bathroom?
I don't know.
We can't just go pluck the leaves from the yard, bring it inside?
Maybe.
Put a stack on the toilet?
Listen, I've never done this before.
Logistically, I have questions.
All right, there's one more. Mallow. From the plant mallow.
I haven't heard of that.
Neither have I. The leaves from the plant mallow are durable, soft, and pliable. Okay?
Is this where marshmallows grow?
Right.
Did we just learn the marshmallows growing trees?
There it is, the marshmallow tree, the mallow. And they have leaves that will help in the cushion and the.
So much learning.
And if you need toilet paper and you've run out.
Oh, wow. It's so, all great information.
Malene?
I feel like people are going to be going out in their backyards getting poison ivy, wiping themselves with that, and that's going to cause a whole bunch of other problems.
Yeah, Malene, lamb's ear, and mallow are the three that this Hills Herbal Collective have suggested to use as alternative to toilet paper.
That's sweet. This is not helping.
You do bring up a good point. You need to make sure.
I feel like people are going to be confused.
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Yeah. There's a whole big level of you can get this wrong and it can go horribly worse.
So there you go. We have all that up on the website if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, valuable information.
Absolutely.
Okay.
WDJX.com. 99.7JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Wellness check on Tom Hanks, who in a post yesterday on Instagram admitted that he and his wife Rita Wilson in Australia indeed have been tested and positive for coronavirus.
So he's quarantined.
Yeah, he's quarantined.
With Wilson.
That's right.
Rita Wilson.
Right.
His wife.
Not just the volleyball from the movie.
Exactly.
Castaway.
So
right.
Unlike Castaway, he now gets to not just talk to a volleyball named Wilson, he gets to talk to his wife. It's fine. They're together.
Yeah, his son Chet checked in and just said, you know, they're not tripping. They're
not tripping.
They're not tripping.
Okay.
They're doing okay.
All right.
So speaking of wellness checks, has anybody checked in on Pilot Pete's mom, Barb, since the finale?
Listen. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Listen, that was after not seeing him for a week.
I know,
an entire week.
An entire week.
Just a week. It's literally, she was acting like he just returned from a tour in Iraq or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, and the fact that Pilot Pete was unable to
bring her home.
Hannah Ann was unable to do that.
Bring her home.
Even after she was
wow. Barb, get a grip.
Like I said, we've got a wellness check. We need to check in on Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah, he's a national treasure.
And I also feel like we need to check in on Pete's mom from time to time.
She is not a national treasure.
Just to see how she's doing.
She's the biggest villain in Bachelor franchise history.
We just need to see how she's doing.
Bring her home to us.
No, okay. Listen, she is squarely to blame for Pete's confusion and his ultimate, like, I guess, proposal to Hannah Ann, because she was all like, I mean, he probably thought, well, I could, maybe mom saw something I didn't see and I should probably go ahead and propose to her. But then led to the amazing awkwardness that happened on live.
I know this is old news, but I just, like I said.
But we still can't deal.
I needed to just see if there was a wellness check.
Still can't deal.
Barb, you'll be okay.
Still can't deal.
You'll be okay.
No. Okay.
No, Barb, listen. She needs to settle down.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, in light of the
Thank you,
Cardi B. There have been several things that have been postponed and or canceled. The St. Patrick's Day parade, by now you probably know, is not going to happen on Saturday.
Make other plans that don't involve leaving your house.
Yeah, U of L, UK, Bellarmine, they're all on extended spring break.
Yeah.
And even remote classes beginning March 18th through April 5th for U of L. So that is the case there. NCAA had kind of a big announcement yesterday where they're like, you know what? The CDC is telling us to avoid large crowded areas to try and prevent the spread of this now pandemic. So the NCAA tournaments,
no fans.
Yep. No fans. Only the personnel that need to be there and a few family.
NBA suspended.
Suspended. You know what? And I saw that Dallas Mavericks owner.
Yeah.
His name's blanking me real quick. He was, in Sharks, Money Sharks, or the Loan Sharks. What's his name?
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Sorry. Mark Cuban.
Okay. We got there.
Yeah. No. I know. And I'm sorry to lean on you for sport knowledge, but Mark Cuban was like, hey, you know, after the NBA basically said, hey, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
He got on and, you know, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. He got on and he was like, you know what? I'm thinking about the people who work at this arena and I'm going to come up with a way to keep them employed through this this time.
That'd be lost wages.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So anyways.
The impact, the ripple effect, economically speaking, is going to affect so many people.
Yeah.
That way.
You know, hopefully we're able to contain it and to keep everyone safe and all of that. But more details and all that, we've trying to keep you updated online as much as we can. WDJX.com. If you missed anything from the show, anything like involving Cardi B?
Coronavirus! Okay. Thanks, Cardi.
To the Memphis coronavirus scare?
We're gonna die anyway.
Okay, well, listen, that's a little endgame.
We're gonna die anyway.
I feel like that's excessive.
To turtles who can breathe out of their butt?
Some animals can breathe through their butts. That's right! I said it!
That's really unexpected.
You can catch up on the podcast.
There's so much to see.
I know. And here. WDJX.com. Click listen. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.